Hello and welcome to Echelons 12 for 12. As we last left you in episode 6, part 1, we were talking with Andy Crestedina and Cass McCrory about the conversation behind the conversation. Hello and welcome to Echelons 12 for 12, a series of 12-minute podcasts created to inform, entertain, and inspire. My name is Adam Voss. I'm an entertainer and a general gadabout town. Let's go back now and talk to Andy Crestedina and Cass McCrory. Question. Should a social media presence be directed towards actual attendees at the time of the event, or does that risk alienating the people that aren't there?
No, I would. I don't think it really takes away from anything else. So let's say I'm at a booth and you walk up and we start a conversation. And pretty soon we're exchanging information and we're taking a picture together in front of this thing and we're sharing that and that's being tagged. I mean, that just appears in my stream as a brand or as a social media marketer. But just because that's, you know, you and I are together in that stream, I don't think pushes anyone else away. In fact, there is this kind of exclusivity that appears there. You know, people want to be included. You know, if you interact with one person at an event, it makes those people, you know, that person is kind of an insider.
They want to get on the conversation.
And other people want to jump in. Like, they want to see that you're active. I think it actually adds to the appeal of a brand when you have that one-on-one conversation with individuals.
I would agree. You know, when you do provide this kind of insider's look, it's like you're finding out what's happening behind the scenes. And anybody on social media, you know, they love that. That's the engagement that makes someone part of a story instead of just an observer through a window.
Right.
Yeah. Fear, FOMO, fear of missing out, extremely powerful.
Yeah.
Exclusivity, extremely powerful. I've heard, I don't even know what this social network's about, but Elo, uh-huh. It's like invite only.
Yeah.
They're getting 40,000 requests per hour.
Wow.
Why? Because
it's exclusive.
Yeah, because it's not for everybody. You want in. So a trade show is really an exclusive event. It's an in-person thing. Not everyone can be there, right? So you want to show activity. You want to have interaction, be posting photos, chatting with people, you know, sharing quotes, because it's going to both enhance the perception of the brand and the event.
There's a lot of FOMO from our possible attendees of this podcast. I'm sure they're listening right now thinking, I want to be in that room.
We are in this room. It's just us.
We are there.
I feel bad for everyone who's not here.
In the last decade, online marketing was really limited to a company's website, which had, you know, a very specific structure, the news, the about us, the contact us. Are there, you know, talking about social media as a campaign or as a launch, are there basic design elements or structures that social media campaigns should include now to be successful? The must-haves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, it comes down to everything from all of the pieces that you can actively contribute in a social media network. So in Twitter, it's your profile, it's your background, it's your cover image, it's that About Us copy, and all of those pieces that you can control need to be branded on point and talking to who you want to speak with in that channel. And even more important than just that kind of overall image of what your presence is, it's what you're talking about. And being authentic and consistent and making sure that your timeline reflects your customer centricity. So making sure your timeline is talking about the things that are most important to your customers. That's the biggest key. You don't want someone to visit your timeline for the first time, whether that's on LinkedIn or on Twitter or Facebook, and say, wow, none of this has to do with me.
Hmm. And it was posted 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. You know, when you have a post and your most recent post is from, you know, 3 weeks ago, that is very telling about what your engagement is here. So making sure that your posts are current, making sure that you have something to say and that you've said something that's relevant in your stream. So without any scrolling, is there something relevant for your target customer in your stream? That's the thing that I would have every company go and look at right now.
So what is the best way when you do have that engaging conversation and you do have content to share with that person? What is the best way to keep the conversation going beyond the show? You know, how do you make that move into this relationship?
Well, whatever you do next should really be rooted deeply in empathy. What do these people really want? What do they care about?
Their pain points, their interests.
Their hopes, their dreams, their fears. Like, if you know that, now you can actually keep a conversation going. You don't really have much of a chance to do that if you're just talking about yourself all the time.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, social media is social and all those normal rules apply. You know, you wouldn't walk into a party and just tell everybody about yourself the whole time. It's just boring. No one's going to follow you or keep listening.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a hundred little ways, and I'm sure Cass has got a bunch of them on the tip of her tongue, but I would say it needs to be an empathetic approach that relates to what the top of mind concerns and desires are for that audience that you met at the show.
Well, just, you know, when you do have this interaction at a show and then you do carry that on social or even through email, you want to make sure that you have a plan so that you don't drop the ball with one hot lead that came in from that show. And so going in the same way that you do a launch of having a post, you know, trade show launch plan is a great idea because you want to have consistency and relevance in everything that you talk about on your social platforms. And they need to be, you know, in an editorial calendar. You need to have a plan of action, and that needs to be responsive to what people's interests were at the actual event. So as Andy was saying about being empathetic and hitting on the needs, making sure that your editorial calendar consistently talks about how you do understand those needs, and you do, you have an understanding of what they're looking for next, and you're almost a little bit of a fortune teller to them and saying, you know what, if this is relevant to you, then this is going to be great as well. And so now you're a resource.
Right.
So you're not just somebody that understands them, you're an expert and a resource in ways that they didn't even anticipate you being.
Right. No, that makes a lot of sense. And you guys were both on my editorial content calendar as well in terms of mm-hmm. having you here. That is all the time we have. I would deign to say that few exhibitors or trade show companies in the U.S. or abroad have these types of plans. And I'm sure that gives you guys a lot of opportunities to talk to your clients. Cass, thank you for joining us. Andy, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
And we will hopefully keep the conversation going on Twitter and Facebook.
I'll be there.
We'd like that.
That's our show for today. Thanks to Andy Crestadina and Cass McCrory for being social and joining us here in the studio. And thank you for listening. For a complete recording of today's podcast, equivalent dives, and other engaging episodes, as well as extras, go to iTunes or listen online at www.echelondesigninc.com. Until next time, like us and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And thanks for listening and being social.